LBC is still pumping out the news every half hour during the night, and it can be a pretty lonely job for the man who has to read it. A loneliness relieved usually just after 3 o'clock when the cleaners come on duty with their industrial machines. Well, since this unfortunate episode you're about to hear happened, we now tell all new cleaners that a red light outside a studio means, for God's sake, don't go in, someone's broadcasting.
News on the hour, every hour from LBC.
Independent Radio News at 3:30, John Taplin. A hunt is on for those responsible for a terror bombing in London, which has killed one man and injured 20 other people, two of them children.
The time is 6 o'clock. Good evening. This is John Snow with the news. I'm sorry, the time is 6:30, and this is John Snow with the local news, but first, look at the headlines. 5:30, I'm sorry, very confusing clock on the wall here.
Then there are times when a newsreader cues in someone who's in the next studio waiting to do his piece, or at least he hopes he's in the next studio.
The time on LBC, 6:25, that's the news from London and the South East. Now for a report on dealings on the stock exchange, here's Rodney Smith of the Financial Times. It looks as if Rodney Smith isn't there, so we'll go back to programmes. That's the news from we do now have Rodney Smith from the Financial Times. Do we?
Hello.
Rodney, are you there? Yes, indeed. We're waiting for you now.
The Japanese bank is believed to have sold $430 million last Friday to support the yen spot rate. The Japanese can ill afford, with their strong reliance on imports,
6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
And nobody ever found out where that counting was coming from. And then there are the occasions when you say something thinking that you're not on the air, but you haven't noticed that that little red light is still glowing.
Well, we're just coming up to the 7:30 news now, but do stay with us. Later on, I hope that you'll give us your questions, your points of view, on 353-8111.
Here is an announcement.
That's it. Time for a
pee. FNMC.
Sometimes, in an effort to be so fast with the news that the news comes not first but practically simultaneously, the news writers make mistakes. Such is their haste to get the news into the studio that sometimes they don't read it back properly to make sure it makes sense. The newsreader, who hasn't had a chance to read it through himself first, then has to make the best of a bad job.
Liverpool, about 500 people, or 500... I think that should be 500,000 people, rather, were treated for broken arms and ribs. 500 people were treated for broken arms and ribs, hysteria and bruising, after 500,000 screaming fans gathered outside an official reception to see their FA Cup-winning heroes. Almost a disaster.
And talking of disasters, whatever happened to Paul Callan while he was doing this report live from somewhere in North London?
People in scores. It's usually small scuffles and rather argumentative young men. But what I did see is that a London gang, mostly supporters from Queen's Park Rangers.
I'm sorry, we seem to have lost that transmission there from Paul Callan.
And nobody knew what happened to him either. Everybody here still remembers the time that we let Christopher Hormusius read the news. Now, I must explain that it wasn't all Chris's fault. In those days, the newsreader had to operate all the buttons himself. He had to put the right microphones on at the right time and get the right tape recordings on at the right time. And until you got used to it, it was rather like learning to drive a car. Quite terrifying.
News on the hour, every hour from LBC.
I can't hear a thing. Can't hear a thing. The government have agreed to a debate in the Commons on the massive pay increase for the Queen. They yielded to pressure from backbenchers on their own side of the House. Many Labour MPs were unhappy with the Prime Minister's announcement earlier that the Queen would be getting an increase in the civil list allowance that would give her almost £1.5 million a year. From Westminster, here's Peter Allen. The government have agreed to a debate in the Commons on a massive pay increase for the Queen. I'm sorry, I've... Stop the next... Mrs. Margaret Thatcher has appointed William Whitelaw, one of the men she defeated for the Conservatives.
But then they stopped self-opping, as it was called. But mistakes still happened.
News on the hour from LBC, home of independent radio news.
It's 6 o'clock. This is Bob Holness. In a personal statement in the Commons, Mrs. Judith Hart, sacked from her post as Minister for Overseas Development, says the Labour Party is heading for catastrophe.
All right, Buster.
And this is the evening which Graham Freer still no doubt remembers with absolute horror.
Good evening, this is Matt Final with Graham Freer from now until midnight. Sixteen children died and 70 were injured when Israeli soldiers tried to rescue them from Palestinian terrorists. The children had been held hostage by 3 Palestinians in a school in the village of Marot. I asked our correspondent in Jerusalem, Daniel Drews, earlier how it happened.
We are in full agreement with all the upper...
I'm sorry, we don't appear to have Daniel Drews at this precise moment. We hope to have that recording a little later. Earlier today, though, Clive Roslin asked Mr. Greville Janner, the Labour MP and a leading member of the Anglo-Jewish community, for his reaction to today's events.
I think the sooner that these people who use women and children...
Again, my apologies. See if we can get that back in a second. Angela Storer asked its chairman, Mr. Harry Moore, how much the situation has changed since 1968, when, according to the report, the hospital was badly overcrowded and staffing was seriously inadequate.
In 1960.
We'll see if we can get that report in just a second as well. Prisoner George Lennox jumped his parole and went to Ireland last week because of what he says is his wrongful arrest and conviction 2 years ago. Today, Lennox voluntarily returned to prison. And Pat Chapman asked him if he'd found out anything new about his case.
The terrorists sprayed a workman's
hospital. I beg your pardon, that in fact was David Barsley. Let's see if we can get Pat Chapman talking about George Lennox and the fact that he jumped his parole and went to Ireland. See if we can find Pat Chapman for you. Oh, dear. And after that, there was only one way that Graham could end the show. And that brings us to the end of Wednesday's Night Final. Your presenter, Graham Freer, studio engineer, nameless, and producer, Helen Armitage. And the Gremlins, they were just visiting. And talking of credits at the end of a show, there's that appalling time I've had once or twice when you have to mention someone's name and you can't for the life of you remember what it is. Graham Freer again.
Night from Night Final with Graham Freer, Tony Duggan and Stephanie Norris. I beg your pardon.
And finally, we heard earlier that American broadcaster collapsing in giggles. Well, if you're prone to giggling, it can be quite disastrous. Because we can... Once you start, you can't stop. This was a recent LBC blooper.
A rescue crew has been called out to free a young girl's tongue from a metal street lamppost in Williamsburg, New York. Rachel Steinhardt, aged 6, was waiting for a school bus in sub-zero temperatures when she licked the pole and her tongue froze to the metal. The rescuers freed her with a glass of warm water. London's weather. We're in for another cold day today with a top temperature of just 36 degrees Fahrenheit. That's just 4 above freezing. The weathermen say there'll be some moderate frost early in the day with some snow showers developing. Some sunny spells are expected. The next news on LBC will be in a half an hour's time. Our program...
Suddenly it's gonna dawn on you. That's insane.
Yes, I am.
Ah, well... Can I just remind listeners that at this time yesterday, we had a letter from a lady who picked up the programme beautifully just south of Paris in her motor car. And I happened to say to Bob, that was nothing. We got picked up in a West German lay-by a few months ago.
So to speak.
And of course, so to speak. And I had to go back on it and say the programme, not Bob and me physically. Sarah then came back and said, wonder what use she would be in a West German lay-by. Well, you had one or two suggestions. I can't read most of them because we'd be off the air. But the cleanest one we had came about 10:05 yesterday morning from a chap who composed this while driving to work. And here it is. Miss Liddell, in a lay-by West German, had to fight off Franz, Willy and Hermann. To settle their mayhem, she tuned into AM to listen to Bob and Doug's sermon. What do you think of that, Sarah?
Oh, isn't that sweet? Well, I have a little ditty for you.
Oh, Lord. Oh.
It goes like this. It's been fun being part of the team and diverting the traffic through Cheam. Bob and Doug, you're the ones, and despite all the puns, I hope you don't run out of steam.
Ah, ba-boom. Thank
Lovely.
You, Sarah.
9:35.
They said it couldn't be done.
This is AM on LBC.
Hello.
Yes, indeed.
What's on the show?
Well, Doug, there are ghostly things afoot in Jellybone tomorrow. Peter Underwood, president of the Ghost Club, will be in the studio to answer questions on haunted houses, poltergeists and things that go bump in the night. Giles Brandreth, who's just broken the long-distance speaking record, will be telling jokes from his daft dictionary. We're going on a treasure hunt, meeting Cloudy the giraffe, shoeing a horse, and singing songs with Tinderbox, so there's lots of fun.
Jolly good. Sarah Liddell hosting Jellybone, and that's from 10 till 1 tomorrow morning on LBC. And we've got very little traffic news to report now, so I think we'll go over to that King of Orient, Steve Tong.
I have nothing to say about the Orient whatsoever. We do, of course, have news of Queen's Park Rangers, though.
So it's decided.
Hello, I'm me, and this is Therese Birch with Jellybone.
That's right, and a very special Jellybone it is, because we're coming live from the Ideal Home exhibition here at Olympia. And I don't know if you can hear that extraordinary noise in the background, but it is none other than Mr. Nasty, who is actually outside the
Mr.
LBC
Nasty,
studio
Mr.
here
Nasty,
at the exhibition.
King of the world, here
and
live at the
he
Ideal
is
Grove
generally
show.
Taking hey. Over, I think, is the word I'm looking hey. For. And I'm going to
and
shut my mouth for a moment and let him carry on.
What's your name?
Robert!
Robert, that's a funny name for a girl. What's your name?
Craig!
Don't you think it's a horrible show?
Yeah.
And don't you think my idea that I'm arguing today that we should live outside instead of living inside is a fantastic idea?
No.
Why not?
I know.
Well, you stupid girl. Anyway, if you want to ring up from home, 353-81111, and argue with Mr. Nasty, I'm coming back into the studio in just a second after I've asked everybody, how are you feeling?
Horrible!
Horrible! How are you feeling over there? I'll square you with my water pistol. Mr. Nasty's got his water pistol. He's coming into the studio. 353-811-111111. And join me on the phones.
Right, of course that's the number to ring. 353-811-111. Stick an 01 in front of that if you want to ring up Mr. Nasty from outside town. While you're darling and while Mr. Nasty is climbing back into the LBC studio, we're going to play some more music for you. So another track from Donny and Marie's new album, Winning Combination. That was I Can't Do Without You. I could actually do without Mr. Nasty, who is making a lot of noise in here at the moment.
I'm out of breath because I've just run in from outside.
Good idea, yeah. Look, why don't you remind us of the theme of your phone-in today?
My argument today is that it'd be better, much better, to live outside houses instead of inside them, because it's much more healthy, isn't it, fellas?
Yeah.
There you go, you see.
That was Michael, Craig and Robert, who have also joined us in the studio.
I've won, you see.
It's obviously a ridiculous argument, so I think we would welcome calls on 353-811 from anybody agreeing with me that that's just a crazy, crazy...
353-811111, if you want to argue with Mr. Nasty live at the Ideal Home Show, and talking to Mr. Nasty... today, and we're going to be hearing some more of them a little later on with my nasty song. Once I went to Hammersmith to look for a house, I started feeling peckish, so I toasted me a mouse. The mouse I found beneath the floor, it wasn't very hard. I put it underneath the grill and buttered it with lard. Nasty is the king, boys and girls sing, because they all know he's a horrible thing. Who can be the man to make you all a fan? We all shout,
Nasty Man Cake!
Well, that's not bad, fellas. But next time, it's got to be shouting nasty in a nasty way, all right? If you're looking for a way to put things in your home, Nasty has a plan for you and it will make you groan. You move your things and outside and live out in the street. It really is the greatest thing since hearing with your feet.
Nasty is the king. Boys and girls sing, cause they all know he's a horrible thing. Who can be the man to make you all a fan? We all shout,
Nasty Manker!
Not bad, I think just one more time, fellas. Are you ready? Nasty is the king. Boys and girls sing, cause they all know he's a horrible thing. Who can be the man to make you all a fan?
I'm going to remind everybody that 353-8111 is the number to ring if you want to shout at Mr. Nasty. I know, I'm a bit of a
boy. Because girls aren't as good as boys, are they, fellas?
No!
And how are you feeling?
Horrible!
That's the way, we've got some nasty fans here.
Sonia is on the line and she wants to talk to you. I can't imagine why.
Oh, not a girl.
But she is. Hello, Sonia.
Hello.
Hello, what do you want to say to Mr. Nasty? She's gone.
You don't want to say anything, do you?
Can I tell him a joke?
No, you can't. Get off. Who's next?
Linda.
Hello, Linda. I'm not having jokes on this programme. It's very serious. I've got serious things to argue about living outside your house instead of living inside and how healthy that would be. And she wants to crack jokes. Who's Linda? Hello, Linda.
Are you there, Linda? She's gone all quiet on me as well, I think. No, Linda. No, all right. I think it's about time Michael, Craig and Robert told us why they think Mr. Nasty's argument is so stupid.
How would you
like to live outside?
Well, I wouldn't, because it's freezing cold outside. There's no central heating, and it's just horrible.
Yeah,
and you'd be living in the grass, and in the mornings it'd be all wet.
What's wrong with grass?
Because it's all wet in the mornings.
Listen, if it's freezing cold outside, why haven't you got a coat on at the moment?
Because I'm inside.
Exactly.
Well, you're inside now, but did you have a coat on this morning?
Yeah.
Was it freezing cold?
No, it's quite cold.
Well, you just...
Yeah, this is an exception today. It's quite warm outside.
Well, that's fine. It's much more healthy, isn't it, than living inside. Living outside now.
Yeah.
Not cold.
Where does Mr. Nasty live, then? Do you live outside?
Yeah, of course I do. Of course I do. I moved outside my house. Everybody should do it. Think of all the money you'd save. Instead of having to buy a house, all you'd have to do is live on the streets. I think that's a terrific idea.
But you don't get cold.
Of course you don't get cold. You go outside in the streets now. It's not cold, is it?
Where do you sleep?
It's nice.
Hanging
sleep on the floor. Sleep on a bed. Put a bed on the floor and sleep on it.
But you get moved on by policemen.
What do you mean?
Moved on.
No, because they're going to all sleep outside too, because this is a new idea. No one's caught on to it yet, you see. This is a great, nasty idea.
That's what you're trying to say. You haven't tried it, have you?
Of course I have. Of course I have. I do it all the time.
Why is that? You can't afford the rent.
Because it's much more healthy living outside your house instead of living inside one. Who's next? Have we got another caller on the Jellybone line?
I think we've got Paul.
What does that note say? The phones are...
Paul.
Oh, eh?
Hello, Paul.
Hello, Paul.
Paul's gone all quiet on us as well.
Hello, Paul. Hello, Paul. Oh, nasty.
I think Paul's...
Hello?
Who's that? Who's that?
No, he's not...
Hello, Beverly. Have we got Beverly on the phone?
What's your name?
What about Craig over there? You think it's a good idea, don't you? I mean,
no.
You think... Why not?
Well, you get all cold, don't you?
No, we've had that argument.
Yeah, well, it is cold.
It's not cold.
Oh, no.
It's only cold during winter, and you could bring a fire with you, couldn't you? And then you wouldn't be cold, would you?
What would happen to all the houses that everybody moved out of?
Well, they'd get empty, wouldn't they? And that means, like, when you're outside and inside and it's warm, and you have to go outside and it's cold, that's horrible, isn't it? You don't like doing that, do you?
No.
So if you lived outside... So that outside became inside. Every time you wanted to go outside, you'd be going inside, and that'd be nice. Isn't that a good idea?
What would happen to the ideal home exhibition?
That shut them up, didn't it?
What would happen to the ideal home exhibition?
It'd become an ideal outside exhibition, wouldn't it? That's a great idea.
Rubbish. I think it's crazy. 353-8111, if you agree with me that Mr. Nasty is talking rubbish, as usual.
Have we got a caller on the line now?
Well, I thought we were trying to talk to Beverly, but I think Beverly's gone. Are you still there, Beverly?
Hello, Beverly. Can you hear us?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, wonderful. Is that Beverly?
Hello? Yeah?
Hello?
Hello?
This is Paul.
Paul? Hello, Paul.
It doesn't matter. matter. We don't mind you being Paul.
Listen,
what
Paul,
would you like
can
to
you hear us? Can you hear us, Paul? You can't hear us, can you, you stupid girl? That's typical, isn't
it? I'm not a girl.
How do you know? Why did you
none
ring us?
None of your business.
Eh?
None of your business.
What do you mean, none of my business? This is my show.
It's my show.
Of course it's my... Shut up, you. Of course it's my show. Why did you ring up, Paul?
I can ring up if I like.
Well, you've got to argue with me.
What do you think of his idea about living outside, Paul?
Rubbish.
Rubbish.
Why is it rubbish?
Could I say so?
Why, is that the best you can do?
Yeah, no.
Well, what's the best you can do?
Better than what you can do.
Well, get off.
Listen.
Gracious me, we've sat here for 10 minutes trying to get the phones working, and the first one we get through is a girl who wants to tell a joke. Then the next one we get through
well,
is...
Well, you're a woman.
Eh?
You're a woman.
No, get off.
Not
who's
from
next?
Where I'm sitting, he's not. Listen. Listen, I think it's time we took a breather, and we'll take
a
more
breather.
Calls on 353-8111 to Mr Nasty in just
Nasty.
A moment.
Nasty.
You're
Nasty
listening to LBC.
Nasty.
The time is 11:16.
Ladies, I'm standing here in the middle of a Wallace supermarket holding a big piece of beautiful English cheddar cheese so that you can stand a chance of winning £100. Say cheese. Hey, there's a geezer with a camera taking my photo. There he goes. Now, they're putting the photo in a leaflet, and the leaflet will be in all Wallace stores by the time you hear this commercial. And if you can estimate the weight of the cheese I'm holding, you could win £100. So, come along to Wallace, pick up a free leaflet, and have a go.
Hello, I'm the plug for LEB, and I've got some really hot news for your kitchen. LEB have taken four of their top-selling double oven cookers and cut their prices down to an incredible £165. That's right, only £165 for a double oven cooker from Belling, Creda, Tricity or Electra.
And there are lots of other cooker bargains, all available on no-deposit terms and backed by the LEB Peace of Mind Pledge. You won't find better value. LEB, London's largest electrical business.
This is LBC, where news comes first.
That's the name of the programme. My name is Therese Birch. We're bringing you Jellybone today live from the Ideal Home Exhibition, the LBC stand here at Olympia. You can hear Mr Nasty thrashing around in the background. Don't forget that if you want to talk to Mr Nasty, 353-8111 is the number to ring. Ian is on the line right now. I think it's Ian. Hello, Ian. Or is it Jan? It could be Jan. I can't read this writing. It's definitely Ian, I'm told. Hello, Ian.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Ian.
Hello.
Why did you ring up?
He doesn't know. Ian, have you been listening to Mr Nasty?
Yep.
What do you think of his argument about living outside?
Stupid.
Quite right.
Why is it stupid?
Because you're stupid.
I'm not stupid. I think it's a very good idea.
Don't well, you think you're nuts.
Wouldn't it be much more healthy if we all moved out onto the street, into the fresh air?
If it's in a freezing cold night and you live in the street, next morning you won't be very happy if you live out in the street.
Well, you take an electric fire with you to warm you up, don't you?
Don't be silly. Where could you plug it in? You well, couldn't drill a hole through the wall and put it in your house, could you?
Well, listen, have you ever been on the street?
Yes, I have.
Well, they have electric...
I have been on the street.
Well, they have, they have electric lights on the street, don't they?
Yes.
Well, you unplug an electric light and plug your fire in there.
Not them sort of lights are not for plugging in. They work and there's no plug hole.
Well, yeah, but if you unscrewed the light, you could use the plug hole what the light screwed into, couldn't you?
If you unscrewed it, the light would go out.
This is all
well, that's
a bit
all right.
Technical
there's lots
for me.
Of them on the street, aren't there? If you'd been on the street, you would have seen us, hundreds of them.
Yes.
So you wouldn't miss one, would you, to plug your fire into?
I think it's time...
I've won another argument!
I think it's time we moved on to Linda, who's also called in on 353-8111. Hello, Linda.
Hello.
Hello. How wonderful to hear you. Would you like to talk to Mr Nasty?
Yes.
Why?
What do you mean, why? Everyone wants to talk to me. Go on, Linda. Say what you wanted to say.
I want to live in a house, not outside.
Why?
Because it's warmer inside.
It's not warmer inside. Listen, sometimes in summer, you go outside because it's too hot inside, don't you?
But in the winter, it's cold.
Yeah, but you can get a fire, can't you? An electric fire.
Where are you going to put it?
I just said that. You should have been listening to me. Oh, that's typical of a girl, isn't it? Listen.
Listen, don't be unkind.
You shouldn't talk.
Let's talk to Colin.
Hello, Colin. Have we got Colin on the line?
Colin's gone all quiet on us as well, I think.
Yes, Colin.
It's a horrible idea living outside.
Why?
He's thinking about it.
Because it just is.
Why is it justice?
Because I say so.
Well, that's not good enough. You've got to argue with me, because I win arguments. Wouldn't
yes,
it be much more healthy? It'd be cheaper, wouldn't it? Have you ever thought how much it costs to buy a house?
Yes, but it just is.
Just is what?
Cold outside.
It's not cold outside. It's not cold outside at the moment. It's very nice.
What's going to happen to all the builders when we move out of houses and live outside?
What do you mean, what's going to happen to them? They can live outside as well.
Yeah, but they won't
mind.
Have anything to build,
will they?
Of course
they will. Builders build roads, don't they? And they build bridges and stuff like that.
But what about schools and offices?
Well, what
and
about
things?
Schools and offices? That's all right. You don't live in schools, do you?
So you wouldn't mind people going inside buildings to go to school and to go
well,
to
school? Well, you have to. You couldn't have school outside because you've got to go inside to school. Talking about living, aren't they? Not school.
I'm not really convinced, actually. Are you, Colin?
No.
Crazy idea.
Michael is, aren't you? You think it's a good idea, don't you?
No, it's rubbish. Where will you have a bath?
Where will you have a bath? Well, in a bath.
Yeah,
and
outside.
Baths that you can carry around. Listen, there's baths round this show. You've only got to walk round there and see thousands of them. And they're not inside, are they?
I know, but there's no one in there, are there?
Hey, what?
There's no one in them, is there?
Well, that's... Well, they're free then, aren't they? Go and jump in them.
You go and jump in them. You need.
I don't want to have a wash. I had a bath last year.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Of course I know what I'm talking about.
You don't.
Just because I've won an argument.
No,
that's all it is. Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Of course it is.
You don't know what you're talking about.
I'll
shut up
with my water pistol. Get off. Who's on the phone?
I think it's time we spoke to David. Hello, David.
Hello.
Hello. What's your argument?
I want to talk to Mr. Marcy and ask him, what does he look like?
Now, what do I look like?
Horrible!
Thank you very much.
Next.
I'm not as ugly as Therese Birch, am I?
What do you mean? I think it's about time you describe what you're wearing, you know.
What am I wearing? I'm wearing my T-shirt, my nasty T-shirt.
Which also says Star of Jellybone across
Star
it, which I'm not so happy about, you know.
That's me. I've got my dad saying I'm an AM hater.
You've got a pathetic hat on.
Yeah. Hey?
Yeah.
And a water pistol. I've got my hat on with all my badges. Listen, if you want to see me,
why
I'm back here
down?
On April the 1st. On April Fool's Day, you can come down. And I'm going to give a smelly sock award away that day. So you can all come and see me then. Unfortunately, you'll have to see Therese Birch as well.
Well, that's another attraction, of course, yes.
Isn't that awful? Isn't she ugly?
David, why don't you come
terrible.
Down and see us?
Terrible!
Nasty fantasy.
Thank you very much, Michael Craig and Ross.
David, did that answer your question all right?
No.
Has that made you want to come and have a look at me?
Yeah.
Yes, all right. Come down and see us at Olympia, David.
First.
Let's talk to Kamal now. Hello, Kamal.
Hello, Kamal.
Well, I think your ideas are a load of junk because all the fume from the factory is all outside. It's not...
It
doesn't usually come
inside,
does it? It's
not
very healthy outside.
Well, all you have to do is make sure that you don't sleep next to a factory.
Well, there won't be no space then, will there?
Why not?
To live!
Of course there is. There's lots of space outside. There's more space outside than there is inside.
Oh, well.
I mean, I've got another one. I've got an argument.
No.
I'm the world, hey?
And if you want to drive cars, how can I drive cars from the outside? If you want to live outside.
Ah, well, you've got a good point there, Kamal. You see, you'd have to stop driving cars, but that'd be a good thing, wouldn't it? You could walk instead.
You'd have to keep stepping over people in bed on the pavement, though, according to your argument.
Why?
Well, the pavement
would
be littered with
people. If you stopped driving cars, you could walk in the road, couldn't you?
Oh, all right, then. Why don't we talk to Russell?
Hello, Russell. Hello, Russell. Hello, Russell.
I want to ask you, are you married?
Am I married? No, of course I'm not, because I hate girls, don't I?
You hate girls? Well, I'm arguing with you.
What? Are you a girl?
What?
Are you a girl?
No, I'm not.
Well... Why did you phone up then? Come on, hurry up, get on with it.
Well, I just phoned you up to argue.
Well, argue.
What do you think about his idea?
Well, you've got to argue on the topic of the day. which is that we should all live outside instead of live inside, because it's cheaper and more healthy.
More healthy, the cold of night.
It's not cold, I've already got over that one, because you take a fire with you. Anything else?
Yeah, you should go. What about beds and you get all your clothes wet?
Well, no, you don't get your clothes wet because you take an umbrella with you.
I'll take an umbrella.
Well, that's a good idea, isn't it? Well, I beat you, haven't I?
Pardon?
I beat you, haven't I? I've won the argument.
No, you haven't.
Because you hadn't thought about taking an umbrella with you till I mentioned it, had you? I am the world's greatest arguer,
right,
Mr. Nasty. How are you feeling? Horrible, that's right.
Let's talk to Alexandra. She's next on 353-8111.
Hello, Mr. Nasty.
Hello, Alexandra.
Why do you want to sleep outside?
Because it's more healthy.
Well, what if it starts to rain?
You have an umbrella with you.
What if it's night time?
Hey?
What if it's night time and you want to get to sleep?
What about it? It goes dark when it's night, doesn't it?
What if you want to go to sleep and it's night time and it starts to rain?
Well, you put your umbrella up before you go to bed. Well, you put the cat out now, don't you? Well, before you go to bed, if you're sleeping outside, you put the umbrella up. And just think, you never have to put the cat out, because you're already out.
Tremendous. Let's talk to Jeremy. Hello, Jeremy. Are you there?
Yes, hello. I'd like to argue with Mr. Nasty about his idea of sleeping outside.
Well, go on then, argue.
What if you caught a cold?
Well, you catch colds even when you're inside, don't you?
No, you catch them when you're outside because of the germs.
We have germs inside as well. Germs don't stop at the door, do they?
Well, sometimes they do.
Anyway, what if you did catch a cold? You'd just take some pills, wouldn't you? And that'd make you better, wouldn't it?
Well, it depends what kind of cold you had. If you had pneumonia, you wouldn't.
Well, you'd go into hospital then, wouldn't you, if you had pneumonia?
I don't think we seem to be getting anywhere.
I win arguments. That's the good thing about me.
Let's see if we can talk to Sandra now. She's next on the Jellybone line, I think. Hello, Sandra.
Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Is that Mr. Nasty?
Yes, it is.
Well, I've just been listening. I was just in bed listening to you, me and my husband, and he's listening to you now.
Well, go back to bed.
We think your idea's stupid.
Well, so do I. I think you're stupid.
All right, let's say goodbye to Sandra.
I think it's terrific. Shall we have a burst of the old song?
All right, why not?
So end up with, are you ready, fellas?
Nasty!
Wait. Nasty is the king.
Boys and girls sing, 'cause they all know it's a horrible thing. Who can be the man to make you all a bang? We all shout that the nasty man can!
They're not bad at singing, are they? But I bet Therese Birch could sound a whole load worse.
Do you want
to sing the next chorus in a solo?
All right.
And afterwards, I'm going away in a minute because I'm going to have a look down this horrible ideal groan show. But I'm coming back because I'm going to be nasty on the Jellybone jury, aren't I?
Of course you are. Why don't we do a duet?
Are you ready? Here we go.
Nasty is the king. Boys and girls sing, 'cause they all know he's a horrible thing.
Wonderful.
Who can be the man to make you all a fan? We all shout that the nasty man can.
Love it! Love it!
That was awful. Oh, gosh. One more verse of my nasty song, I think, and then I'm off. Once I went to Hammersmith to look for a house. I started feeling peckish, so I toasted me a mouse. The mouse I found beneath the floor, it wasn't very hard. I put it underneath the grill and put it in with lard.
Nasty is the king, boys and girls sing. They all know he's a horrible thing. Who can be the man to make you all a fan? We all shout that a nasty man can!
I'm going outside to squirt them all with my water pistol now.
All right.
Look round this horrible show. Really is horrible. Don't you think so?
I think it's wonderful. But
I think it's awful.
I would.
I think the worst part is here. It's right here. Jellybone.
Oh.
But I'm coming back. I'll be back. So hang on.
All right, we'll see you later, Mr. Nasty. Thanks very much for joining us, and also Michael, Craig and Robert. You are, of course, listening to Jellybone live from the Ideal Home Exhibition here at Olympia. LBC, the time is 11:30.
A very quick one, then, a very quick one. What about Christine here? What do you think of Fellas Night and the Pimples?
Lovely.
Yeah, there you go, so we'll give it no marks either.
All right, so that's definitely a total of 27 for Gladys Knight. And time to hear another record. Good going, really. I don't think I'm going to get away without letting Mr. Nasty have a say again.
I mean, finally, we have the final word, don't we? What about Gordon here? What did you think?
I'd give it half if I could hear it, but as I couldn't, I'd give it nothing.
Yeah, he'll give it nothing. Good. Isn't it an awful ideal grown show here?
Stupid.
Why have you had to come today?
Parents brought me.
And isn't it boring when you get here?
Yeah.
Do you think it's boring?
I like it.
Oh, well, you would. What do you think?
I think it's rubbish.
Yeah, do you think that about the record too?
Yeah, it's rubbish.
They are. There's our final words. What do you think about Therese Birch?
Beautiful.
Hey, get off! Who brought him along?
Thank you. We'll leave it there.
He's with you, obviously.
I made the winning record in the Jellybone jury this week, Count On Me by Jefferson Starship. That's going to be our Jellybone record of the week. That's the one we're going to hear at the end of the programme. My thanks to our Jellybone jury from St. James's School, to Nicholas, Mark, Wendy and Jennifer. Thank you all very much for coming along. Lots more Jellybone coming up. Of course, you're listening to LBC. The time is 12:30.
Dear Monty, I enjoyed this evening's programme, and to be honest, I haven't listened before on a Sunday, but always on a Monday night. Well, Mrs. Leeds of Littlehampton and all the thousands of others, make a date this Sunday night and tell all your friends. Well, I've got the stars and people from every walk of life, and there must be something for you between 9 and midnight. That's why it's Sunday night's number one phone-in. 353-8111. That's the number, so give me a ring. Let's make it a party. Sunday night from 9 to midnight. It's the talk of London.
With holidays coming up, spare a...
And a very special Jellybone it is, because, of course, it's coming live from our LBC stand at the Ideal Home Exhibition at Olympia. Well, now it's time for another track from...
Everybody wears a smile. Hi, diddly, hi, Thai Island. Everybody lives in style. The girls out there are full of...
Excuse me?
Yes?
Why are explorers and pathfinders sending money to Rick Sharp?
Oh, well...